Welcome everybody to Free Money Podcast. I'm Matt Jones. It is episode 3 of season 5 with Drew Franklin and Jay in Linden. It has been, Drew, quite an afternoon. I am getting bombarded with messages of people saying, why are you so mean to Ryan, who don't have to deal with Ryan. And so that's been fun. And then I got to spend the day with the members of the Pin It Deep podcast, which I enjoyed. So it's been a lot of fun. How about yourself?
I've been working on things for KentuckySportsRadio.com, and I listened to you and Ryan have a fun work discussion on the air. I enjoyed it. I got a little uncomfortable there at moments, but I thought it was good radio.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's easy. It's easy when people, you know, the thing is, we all get in disagreements in life. It's just ours are on the radio. And I'm totally fine being the bad guy. I got for about 30 seconds angrier than I wish I had gotten. At the same time, if you could have seen his ridiculous face while I was sitting there trying to tell him to get there, and he had a look like, you know how, like, this is just how he is. Like, he had a face like still trying to be goofy, and I just wasn't in the goofy moment, and that's probably why it happened.
Well, honestly, it gave me flashbacks to a long time ago, another time Ryan was late, yesterday when I had to look outside and see if he was going to show up and started to call him because I didn't think he was going to be there in time for the show. So I felt a little bit of your anxiety there. It had been a whole 24 hours.
I don't care if he gets there right before. Like, people were like saying I was on him because he's late. He's rarely late. Like, that's not the issue. The issue is he forgets to be there at all. You know, like, occasionally being late is, that happens. I mean, I'm never late. You've been late once, and that was in the Bahamas. And I forgave you after a decade. And Ryan, I don't know that Ryan is even late that much, but it's the, I forgot to even be at the show, period. That's a little bit. And the other part that made it a little more difficult was, usually we get a minute or two, Drew, to like have it out and then start the show. But he got there and got it set up 21 seconds before the show started. So we hadn't even talked yet.
I could hear him breathing. I knew he hadn't been there long.
So, Jay, I ate at the Korean place you suggested the other day.
What'd you think?
I thought it was really, really good, actually. It was a very good call on your part.
Did you feel like I said, like, when you walked up there, you're like, what the hell's he got me into? Like,
yeah, what's it called again?
Lee's
famous Korean recipe. Yeah, you don't think it's a restaurant. You think it's like a business park.
Right.
But I did really like it. And it was very, like, I like that they give you 4 sides for free.
And they're good. It's kind of a neat deal.
You ever been to a restaurant, Drew, where they give you 4 sides for free?
No, but that's my kind of place. I love side items.
Because I just thought I was getting the food. And then all of a sudden they just keep bringing these little plates, Jay. And it was making me very happy.
Glad you enjoyed it.
So, all right. What I didn't enjoy is another, well, this was a mediocre week as we all went 9-9-1. What's weird is as the week was going on, I thought I'd done really well. Like I remember thinking I was going to text you all and brag. Now, part of it was because I thought I picked South Florida, and Jay, did I not?
You know what's funny? I want to give a shout out to at Lex Buds, this guy on Twitter, Lex Buds and Pick and Roll. He actually made a spreadsheet, and I actually direct messaged him and said, hey, Matt didn't think he took them. He went back and checked, and you did.
I took who?
You took the other team, whatever one. Who'd you think you
Florida?
Took? Yeah.
Oh. Well, in my mind, I wanted to take South Florida, Drew, because I thought you then said, like, South Florida's the worst team, and I thought we were arguing with each other. So at the end of that game, I was rooting for Florida not to score, and I felt bad because I thought – that's like the third time I thought I won and didn't.
Crying out for a recall, huh?
Well, I thought. Anyway, we all went 9-9. Not as bad as I did on the NFL. That may have been my worst week of NFL ever. On the NFL countdown show, I went 6-9, not even against the spread, just straight up picking. But so, Jay, it's been a rough start to this season. I'm glad I've got to improve.
Well, I was going to tell you, instead of calling it the bet of the century, why don't you just call it the bet of the week? Let's start there. I'm going to do the same thing, baby steps. Let's get there. Our boy Phil had a worse week than us, though, Matt. He was 1-3-1. His only win was the UK game.
That's right, he was. Yeah. Okay, what, he tie Wyoming, Northern Illinois? Is that what
yes,
he did?
Yes,
all right, we do need to have one conversation, which is, do we take the line as it is at kickoff or the line as it is when we do this? Because I feel like then that Wyoming, is it this? I agree, because I feel like in the Wyoming game, the line was 5.5, and I picked Wyoming, or plus 5.5, and then at kickoff it was 7, and I got credit for a push, Jay. I don't know if Lex Bud's face or whatever is getting all his numbers right.
Well, listen, we'll take that one. I think we have to go about what it is here, but I think it's a good conversation of, I did really, really well this week, and I think for people that listen, I don't bet on all these games. Like, I mean, you know,
well, you went 9-9-1, just like we did.
Right, but I'm saying the games that I bet on, I did really well this week. Oh, I had a really good week. What I'm saying, you know, for the average listener, I don't bet on all these games. We pick all these games, but I don't bet on them. I don't know, you don't either.
Yeah, I did really well. I mean, I bet 5 games and won 4. So it just feels weird then to look, Drew, and go 9-9-1 and be angry at Lex Bud's head for getting my picks wrong.
This is our week, though.
I did the opposite of you all. I went 9-9-1, but I think I went 1-5 with my actual money. So I need to get that better this week.
Thankfully, Kentucky helped all of us, so we're good. All right, I'm going to tell a story halfway through this podcast. It's very good, but I'm going to do it halfway through because I want to get all the goobers out of it. And then it'll be a great story that people can tell their children. So, Jay, I guess in honor of Norm MacDonald, who passed away, what is our first game?
Well, before I give you our first game, we're not going to pick the UK game because there's no spread on it. Rodriguez is the number 2 ranked running back in America right now. A poll came out, Will Levis, where do you think he ranked on SEC quarterbacks? What would you guess?
Well, who was polled? Like, who, what are we? I
mean, so this was actually Saturday Down South. You've been on their show before. Saturday Down South website they rated 1-14.
Was this preseason or now?
Now. It was this week.
If it's now, I would put him probably at number 3 behind the Alabama guy and the Ole Miss guy. That's where I guess they would put him. What about you, Drew?
I feel like it has to be high or Jay wouldn't be bringing this up. So I'll go 2nd.
So I thought this was still good. He was 6th, and that's behind Corral, Bryce Young, Georgia's quarterbacks, Bo Nix, which I think we can argue that one, and Florida's quarterbacks.
Yeah, we're
better. Disappointing rankings of all time.
Yeah, we're better than all those dudes. I mean, the Georgia guys are a bunch of goobers. You know, the Florida guy, I mean, the starter's about to lose his job to the backup, so he can't be that good. And then, what was the other one? Auburn, come on, Bo Nix, stop it. So I think we're at least 3rd. I don't like Saturday Down's mouth. They're wrong.
All right, Phil's first 4-star pick has Stanford traveling to Vanderbilt. Stanford is a 10.5-point favorite. They, off their miracle win at Colorado State, Vandy, Phil has Stanford, and I agree with this. I've already bet on this. Stanford by 21.
Okay, so this is tough for me, though, because Stanford also sucks. Well, wait a minute. I don't want to say they suck because they've had the weirdest 2 games. They played Kansas State, and they lost. And I believe they lost fairly handily. And Joe Fortenbaugh, who lives or used to live up there, told me before the game, bet everything on Kansas State because Stanford is the worst this year. So I had that in my mind. And then they went and drilled USC. And so because of that, I think it throws people off, right? Like, it throws people off, like, you know, how does this work? And I think they're probably getting a lot of credit at 10.5. So I don't like this, but I'm not going to bet on Vandy. Any reason you would bet on Vandy would be, Drew, because they're at home and they have no home field advantage. But it's Stanford. But if I, in real life, I wouldn't bet this because I don't think Stanford is as good as how bad they beat USC. But I will take Stanford.
I don't even care how good Stanford is. I think Vandy is about as bad as a team can get. Even though they did win last week against an FCS team, that was the first win in 11 games.
That wasn't FCS.
Whoever it was. It was Colorado State.
It was Colorado State on the road. That's not a bad win.
Okay, you're an SEC team, and they're horrible. I mean, I think they get killed by Stanford.
Colorado State should be embarrassed that Vandy beat them. I thought they should fire the coach immediately after that. I actually bet Stanford over under wins this year, which was 4-4. I'm really big on Stanford here. I think they're going to roll.
Take Stanford. You're a big, big Cardinal. All right, next game. What is it?
Next game, this in the past years ago would have been the biggest game on the board. Phil's three-star pick this week is Nebraska at Oklahoma. Oklahoma is a 22.5-point favorite. Phil has Oklahoma by 31.
It's awful hard to go 22.5 in Nebraska, Oklahoma. Man, Phil loves these games with insane spreads. I'm going to say Nebraska rallies the troops, Drew, and keeps it within 22. I'll take the terrible Huskers to cover.
I'm torn on this one because we all know they don't stand a chance. But, I mean, that's one of the Big 12's old rivalries, and it's over 3 touchdowns. It's kind of sad to even see on paper. I think I'm going to go with Oklahoma, though. I just don't think Nebraska can stop them. Spencer Rattler didn't have a great first game of the year. Got to pad those stats and get that Heisman. I think Oklahoma tries to run the score up and they win big.
Drew, I'm going to steal one of your quotes from last week. I'm on to Phil, and I'm going with Nebraska here. That's way too many points. I'm taking Nebraska plus the 22.5.
Who would have thought early on Drew is 2 for 2 for Phil picks? After having years of hating Phil, he's now rolling with Phil. He is a steel head.
I can't say I like it. I legit had both those games circled without knowing what Phil still did. So I don't love where I am right now.
All right, what's next?
Next is going to be friend of the Big Blue Nation, Terry Wilson in New Mexico going to Texas A&M Kyle Field. The spread started at 26.5. It's up to 29.5. I've got a stat, and I worked extra hard this week, guys. I got a stat for you. Terry Wilson has had more starts at Kyle Field than Zach Calzada, who will be starting. Haynes King, Texas A&M starting quarterback, is out till mid-October.
Yeah, 29. Why is he picking this? And he likes who?
This is not Phil. This is not Phil.
You know, I mean, this is one of those where people I would have thought would have overreacted to A&M only winning by 3 and not giving them enough respect. But 29.5 and a new quarterback, and New Mexico's 2-0 and have won their first 2 games with Terry Wilson playing well. They haven't beaten anybody good, but Terry Wilson's not going to be scared, Drew. He is not. You can't give Terry Wilson 29.5 points to anybody. New Mexico covers at Kyle Field the 29.5.
This is a Terry Wilson redemption game. He played terrible at Kyle Field with Kentucky. There's no way Terry Wilson doesn't bounce back. He'll be thinking of that in the back of his mind. A&M, they've had 2 weeks to show us they can score a lot of points. 2 disappointing games so far. They're not beating anybody by that many points. Terry Wilson covers.
Texas A&M arguably has been the most disappointing team so far this year. Man, I'm going with you all. I'm going with New Mexico. I'm not going to bet this game, but, man, I'm going to cheer my butt off for Terry Wilson. And I just looked it up. Matt, guess what Phil did?
What?
This is one of his games, like one-star games. He thinks that Texas A&M is going to win by 35.
He likes the big old spreads this week. I guess, you know, well, I mean, I wouldn't bet this, but 29.5. I was thinking you were going to say it was like 22, and I was thinking, see, they want us to take New Mexico, but 29.5 is too many. What's next?
Next, let's hit the big game of the week. Alabama at Florida, rematch of last year's SEC championship, where both those teams scored 98 total points last year. Remember that it was closer than, you know, I thought it was. 52-46, Alabama beat Florida last year in the SEC championship. And guess what, man? Florida's got a quarterback controversy. The fans are wanting Anthony Richardson, who they've nicknamed AR-15, to take over for Emory Jones. Alabama is a 15.5-point favorite at Florida.
Ah, 15.5. That's tough. I just can't. Wow. By the way, scoop here. Eddie Grant returning to UK staff, Drew.
I like that. I'm sure no one will complain.
Wait, is that not weird?
No, it's very weird. I might have heard a little bit of this from our Nick Roush scoop. I assume that's who reported it.
Yes.
Yeah, keep him away from the offense. That's my reaction.
Well, what's he going to do? But wait, that's a weird thing to do right now, isn't it? Like, things are going so well offensively. Like,
just a there's got to be more to this. I mean, I know he still lives here. I know he still lives here. Maybe Stoops just keeps running into him around town, and it's awkward. So he's like, you want to just come by and watch tape?
That's really strange. It's also, isn't he, like, sort of, you know – kind of emasculated when, like, you get, like, how do you walk back in after you got let go into the same people?
Like, how do you look at Liam Cohen in the hallway and not feel like half the person he is? With all due respect to Eddie Graham, but I mean, people, Liam Cohen's lighting up and people are raving about him, and you just got,
what is that? This is an off the field assistant. What does that mean?
It's probably copying off the Saban way of just adding a bunch of people to help him watch film.
Oh, wait a minute. It says he's going to be a quality control coach or director of players' personnel duties. I don't – what do those words mean, Drew?
Well, I did wonder, with Brez being gone, Stoops and Grant are very close, even though, I mean, he did just fire him. There's no bad blood there. I could almost see him replacing.
So that's like no coaching then, right?
Yeah.
That's really strange. All right, well, good for him. Nice to have Eddie back, I guess.
I do think it might – I mean, I don't think it's deserved, but I think it might get ugly, the reactions to this, with the offense looking the way it is and then bringing him back.
Really strange. All right, well, anyway, 15.5. I'm going to say Alabama covers. I think it could be a good game for a while, but the title roll – and I think at the end, kind of put it away. I mean, I like this. If I teased it down to like 8 or 9, I'd really like it, but I'm still taking the Tide.
I'm torn on this one because I think Florida might show up in the swamp, even though they've looked pretty bad. But, man, I don't know. Florida will score a little bit. I'm going to take the Tide. I just have to. In fact, I'm going to take them first half, 8.5. I'm doing both.
Well, Drew, you're going to like this. This is go back to last year. I'm going to take Alabama as well, but Drew, I've already done this. I've taken the first quarter Alabama -3.5.
Oh, I didn't even see the first quarter.
First quarter, 3.5. You like it. Look, he's loving it.
Yeah.
Is first quarter 3.5?
Yeah.
You don't want me to say this because I'm 0-2 on these. But all the money you lost on LSU and the Packers, go multiply it by 4 and put it on Alabama -3.5 first quarter line.
Am I required to give that?
Century.
Oh my gosh.
I think I like the 8.5 just as much.
Yeah, I like the 3.5. Because first of all, if Alabama gets first ball, they're going to score. So right there you have it. I mean, the Reds won today. They finally won a game, 1-0 on a sack fly. So everything is good.
Either way, I think we all agree it might be better to go early on Bama.
Are you, did you all pick, I mean, are you picking the big time Alabama game?
Yeah, I don't love it because I think Florida might show up being in the swamp. Dan Mullins, I think he's 0-10 against Saban, but he's gotten closer and closer. But I think I'll still take Alabama.
Dear UK Cathead, I picked against Florida last week, and you tell me I didn't, and you still believe that. I'm picking against Florida again.
Yeah, I saw a stat that Dan Mullins like 2-28 against top 10 teams. I'm going with Alabama there.
Is that right? That's insane. 2-28.
So next game is College Game Day. Interesting matchup here. Not often an SEC team heads up north, but Auburn is playing at Penn State. Penn State's a 5.5-point favorite, and this is a whiteout. And somebody I work with told me, oh, Penn State in a whiteout, they always win. I looked this up. I told you I was going to be on the stats. They're 8-8 when they do a whiteout. So this is the rubber match. Auburn has three running backs that are averaging over 10 yards a carry.
Yeah. All right, so here's the problem with this game. Auburn has looked better than they are in the last two games because they haven't played anybody. Penn State's at home. You know, Penn State, when's the last time they got an SEC team at home? I think Tennessee went up there maybe a decade ago. I'm taking Penn State. I mean, normally I would take the SEC over the Big Ten, but I don't think Auburn's good. I think the SEC West is fascinating because – somebody's going to come in last in that division who might actually be decent, which is kind of crazy. But I think Auburn is going to lose this game. 5.5, I like. So I'm going to take the Penn State Nittany Lions.
I'm going to join you. It looks like the public money's been hammering Auburn. I'm going to go against with them. I think with all the USC rumors around Franklin, he'll actually turn it into a positive, even if he is lying to their faces. And make that like a rallying cry in the locker room and all that. And I agree with you about being in Happy Valley with the whiteout. I think Penn State wins and covers.
Yeah, I'm worried here we're agreeing, but I've already bet on this game. I've bet on Penn State. I'm not a big James Franklin fan, but I think they're off. Their defense is really good, and that the whiteout's cool as hell. I think it's really cool. So I'm all Penn State here. Next game, this was kind of interesting too. Mississippi State travels to Memphis. Drew bet on Mississippi State getting right, and Matt and I went against that. They got right. Mississippi State is favored by 3.5 right now.
Yeah, you know, so here's the thing about this one. Memphis may be bad this year, and Mississippi State, the thing is, there'll be as many Mississippi State fans as there will Memphis fans there. Memphis fans are heartbroken because they didn't get the Big 12. They'd like to show they should have been with this win, but they won't. So you're never going to have me pick against a team like from the SEC in something like this. So I'm going to do Mississippi State.
I won't call it my lock of the century or anything outrageous, but I really love this one. I'll be putting my actual money on it. I think Mississippi State covers. Memphis gave up 50 to, who was it, Arkansas State, I think, last week. Mississippi State's quarterback, they're finally getting on the same page with Leach and that offense. I think they win.
Man, we're agreeing a lot. I agree with what Matt said. I don't think Memphis is as good as they've been. I'm going to take Mississippi State here as well, coming off their 24-10 beatdown of NC State. And we talked about that. It was a huge win for the SEC. Because arguably NC State was supposed to be the second or third team in the ACC.
Yeah, and they killed them. They didn't just beat them, crushed them. So I like Mississippi State quite a bit. Who's next?
We're going to switch gears a little. We're going to go to the half-price beer bowl. That's Central Florida against Louisville tomorrow night. What a great way to solve your concession issues is to have half-price beer.
I think that's a great idea, by the way. I'm not crushing Louisville for that. I actually think that was really smart. Everybody, like when you used to get Louisville tickets when you bought a gallon of milk, that was like, but like half price beer on a Friday night on a game that's going to be on ESPN, I think that was actually really smart. They don't want to be embarrassed and have nobody there on national television. So I like it. What's the spread?
The spread's 7. Central Florida by 7.
All right. So in order to, Drew, in order to pick Central Florida here, you just have to think Louisville is dog crap. Like, you have to. I mean, the game is at home. It's Friday night. That used to be Louisville, like, that used to be Louisville's Super Bowl. It was Friday night, Thursday night, at home. There was some raucous environments back in the day in that. I don't know if this one will be. But Central Florida, Gus Malzahn, this is their chance to show, God, I don't like this. I'm going to pick Central Florida, but I don't like it. I kind of want to pick Louisville, but I'm not going to.
I like Central Florida, and it keeps dropping. I'll even wait and see what I can get it at. I just think the Louisville fans, this is going to be a statement game, and they're not showing up. I'm with you. I admire the effort. But really, are you going to – how many people are going to get up and go to the game because of the half-price beer? At the end of the day, that's still probably – $15 max you're saving. I mean, it's exciting and reason to go, but I don't know that that's going to save the emptiness they're due to have that night. I think it might get ugly in Central Florida. A team that's not very good covers on the road.
I'll tell you what's funny about this game. I looked this up today. I hope there's more people at Churchill Downs tomorrow night than at Papa John's there, because tomorrow night's night racing. So it will be competing with.
Why did they do that?
I don't know.
It's the first night racing. I think it actually starts tonight, but it's the first that they've done in a while too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why would Downs do that? That's kind of
they're going to get the crowd.
I'm going to take Central Florida.
Do you all think we would fit, like we would sell out against Central Florida on a Friday night in Lexington?
The problem with Friday night is so much of our fans come from all over. I mean, there's a lot of season ticket holders on my side of the state. And I know a lot of them would try, but I don't know how many people could actually pull off the Friday, because you want to tailgate all day. And I mean, that's the getting off work and getting there might be an issue, but I think it could get close.
All right. Hey, the free money, I just made a mistake. The night racing is Saturday. So forget that I said that.
Oh yeah. Well then that fact was irrelevant. So, yes. Well, then they have no excuses. No excuses, Louisville. If you don't – what is their capacity is now bigger than ours, isn't it?
No, I'm not sure what it is, but I'd say mold is a pretty good excuse.
Mold is a good – you got to watch out for those spores that are everywhere. So is everybody taking Central Florida? Jay, did you pick?
Yeah, I'm taking Central Florida.
I'm too busy being outraged at you being wrong about Churchill Downs. All right, so what's next?
Next, Cincinnati plays at Indiana.
What a weird game.
Cincinnati has gone from a 3.5-point favorite to, I've seen it, up to 6.
Yeah, I like Indiana. This is going to be an overreaction game. Indiana's at home. Cincinnati, I don't know how good Cincinnati is. I mean, I know they're decent, but, like, are they really top 10 in the country? They play Notre Dame down the road, too. I'm going to take Indiana to cover and maybe even win. I think this is your sneaky, watch out, Hoosiers are not poop pick.
I feel like we keep agreeing, and the show's no fun that way, but I agree with you here, too. Cincinnati, good, don't know they're great, and I think Indiana's getting overlooked just because they got killed that first week to an Iowa team that seems to be real good. I think there's a big overreaction to how Penix Jr. played in that game, and I think they win this one over Cincinnati.
I'm going to disagree with you guys. I'm actually going to go with Cincinnati here. Penix Jr., you know, we talked about this. He's coming off his second ACL. He just hasn't looked the same to me. And I think Cincinnati's defense really good. They have a bye week after this, and then I believe they play Notre Dame.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, you can be wrong sometimes, Jay. It's all right. You were good with the Korean pick, so I'm not going to get on you about it. I'm not going to give you a Ryan Lemon-like yelling at, but I still think you're wrong.
Sorry. Next game, we're going to go back to the SEC. And, man, this is a huge spread. South Carolina is at Georgia. Right now, Georgia
– say it, because I don't know. If I was going to set this spread – I would set it at 27. What would you set it at, Drew?
I already know it. So.
Okay, so
31.
I almost said 31. I knew it was going to be on the plus or minus side of 28. I guess every number is on the plus or minus side of 28. I like South Carolina. This game is always closer than it should be for whatever reason. So I'm going to say South Carolina. I mean, they're going to get killed, but they're going to cover. I want them to actually play really well, Drew, so their head gets big for when we beat them next week. So I'm going to take South Carolina to cover.
I need to show you my notes so you can see my check marks that I'm not just following you, but I have South Carolina here. I really like South Carolina. Georgia's got a little JT Daniels, Stetson Bennett QB controversy after your boy Stetson Bennett looks so good. And fun fact, South Carolina's grad student quarterback from Athens, Georgia. Georgia fan, grew up, his family finally gets to see him play between the hedges after he went all the way to North Dakota and State and back. So I like the hometown grad assistant keeping it within 31 against Georgia.
I'm going to disagree with you all again. I think South Carolina is terrible. And here's a fact I dug out today. There's a good possibility that Georgia doesn't start either JT Daniels or Stetson Bennett because they're both hurt. They could be the first top five team to start three different quarterbacks in their first three games. I'm going to go with Georgia there.
When you say you looked that up, how did you look that? Like, where did you go to find out that fact? Or because I think happened through. I think that fact was in something he read, and he acted like he looked it up. Because I don't even know where one would go to look that up.
You know, I like Matt's Carson faith. Back? I like his faith in me here, Drew.
I have faith in you. You do a lot of research. My point is, you read that somewhere.
I actually didn't read it. It was on a podcast that I listened to.
Okay, exactly. So I was right. I love you. Even more.
All right, fine. Next week, Drew, I'm not studying at all.
No. See, now you're Ryan. He's becoming Ryan again. No, look. The fact that you do podcasts and read and research is awesome. And that's why you're so good at this. But when you said, I did some research, like it made it seem like you had gone through every top five team in history. And I was going to be impressed because I wouldn't even know how one would go about doing that.
All right, here's what we're going to do. Every week, we're going to have a Jay and Lyndon stat that I'm going to dig up myself. And it'll be like my trademark. I'm going to find one.
If that stat every week is good enough, I will tweet it out. Because people who pile their own stats, that's very impressive. But I was just saying, Drew, like, let's say I realize, hey, George is about to start their third quarterback. I'd like to see if any top five team has ever done that before. I don't even know how you would look that up.
I agree. And I've had to do this for website stories in the past where you try to look something up similar and it takes days. And it's like, why would anyone waste the time to look up this one stat that's not even that impressive? So I wouldn't
even that podcast, Jay, I have no idea how they would have found that out.
Well, you know, what's funny is like, I've always, I told you my dad, the story of my dad always kind of followed gambling. I would assume back in the day that people just made stuff up and rolled with it. Right? I mean,
hell, if this dude made it up, we wouldn't know.
I thought it sounded good.
All right. Speaking of sounding good, you're always sound good when you give. That sounded like I was going to do an ad for MyBookie. I'll just go ahead and do it. You always sound good when you bet with MyBookie.ag. MyBookie is your place to do your gambling picks. And if you use the promo code FREEMONEY, you get double the money in. Put in $200, you get $200 more. I was betting with MyBookie last week. It was easy. It was safe. It was nice. The people working there didn't even know I was there because it's a computer app. But you go to mybookie.ag, bet the money. If you win, they give you the money. They'll send you a check or they'll pay you in Bitcoin, which is the, you know, it's like Dippin' Dots. It's the currency of the future. So go to mybookie.ag, promo code free money. It's a halfway point, which means we always ask Jay and Lyndon, where is a good Louisville restaurant? He came through on Lee's famous Korean recipe. So what next?
Got another good one, man. Okay, this is in Louisville, the corner of Hurstbourne and Westport Road.
I was literally just on the corner of Hurstbourne and Westport Road yesterday.
Okay, I ate at this place today. It is called Charcoal.
I saw that place. I literally, you know, that's really weird. I saw that place and I thought, I wonder what that is.
It is a Mediterranean restaurant where literally you walk in, they're cooking over charcoal. It smells really good when you walk in. And I would recommend the Sharma plate. It is very, very good.
Jay recommends the most famous Mediterranean dish.
I love
it. Is it Mediterranean?
Yes. Their hummus is, it's better than regular hummus. It's really, really good. And I know you like hummus, Matt, so you should be in.
All right. I will try charcoal. That is so weird that you say that, because I literally drove by that place yesterday. Or no, Tuesday, as I was coming back from my, I have Drew a new therapist, and I consider him my good friend now. And he lives, I will take him to charcoal. And it was nice to drive by there.
You take your therapist out to eat?
I don't think you're supposed to do that. I don't think they want you outside of the realm, you know? I mean, now that you brought that up, can I tell you something that I think is sort of odd about my therapist?
Sure.
So he's got an office. It's very nice. You know, it's very like, I don't know, it's very fancy and very sort of therapist-y, you know? But instead of, you know, some people have like a fish tank, he has a TV screen of a fish tank. Like, it's just a television projection of a fish tank. And I can't fathom why anyone would want that. I almost want to give therapy to him as to why he wants, like, why not just have a fish tank? I mean, I know fish tanks are hassles, don't get me wrong, but like, who wants to see a picture of a fish, like a video of a fish tank? Don't you find that odd?
No, I think you nailed it. You don't have to feed it. They're very expensive. They die quite frequently if you're not feeding them. This way you could probably change what fish are in your tank every day. Toggle the brightness and the contrast.
but I mean, that's not like the whole point of fish is that you have them and that they're part of you, right?
Yeah, like I said, I mean, if they're just floating on top because you didn't feed them the day before, I think he just has the self-awareness to know that he wasn't going to be able to upkeep his fish tank.
You know, I want a fish tank, and everyone always talks me out of it because they said all the fish will die, man. And like,
fish floating on top of a little tank.
And I also, if I get a fish tank, want a saltwater one because you can get cooler fish, and that's even harder to maintain.
But so if you got maybe a TV, you could have fresh water, salt water.
Well, if I'm gonna have a TV, why don't I just put the ocean on the TV? Like, if it's not really mine, like,
you can
why
rotate don't I put some of your favorite pictures?
It could be a car race. Like, what difference does it make if it's just don't Jay? Do you not think that's weird?
Yeah, it's like not having your own stats.
No, it's not like that. Stats serve a useful purpose. A picture of a fish tank, a video, what purpose does that serve?
I had a fish tank in college.
I wanted one in college, too, and my mom was like, they'll all die. You and Nick Salzman will kill them.
Except two of my buddies peed in my fish tank.
Is that bad for it?
It killed the fish.
I guess that is, but I got in trouble in college because, you know, Pulp Fiction came out right before I went to college, and they had the beta fish thing where the fish eat each other. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And we had a beta fish challenge. We had a tournament. We had 8 people bought beta fish, and we matched them up, and they would eat each other. And the school didn't like that, and it got out. And we ended up having the police come into a dorm room and like threaten to arrest everyone. Apparently, I don't feel like beta fish like to eat each other, Drew. I don't feel like it should be illegal to have them do what they like to do, but they didn't like it. And in hindsight, I wouldn't do it again. I mean, it wasn't probably a smart thing to do, but people didn't like it.
Michael Vick of the sea over here just lining up beta fish and having them attack each other.
First of all, Michael Vick trained them to attack. All we did was put them in a bowl together.
Okay.
Michael Vick of the sea. When I say we, I actually was not the one that did it. I just attended.
But you did the play-by-play.
That's right. I started my broadcasting career, Jay. What's next?
Next game is going to be Tulane at Ole Miss. Ole Miss is riding high, ranked 17th in the country. This spread is 14, and I want y'all's take on this. The over-under started as the second highest over-under on the board. Started at 76.5. It's down to 73.5.
I have no take on that, but I would say I like Ole Miss more than 14. Tulane played a little better at Oklahoma than people thought, and I think that made people think they're better than they are. So in the overreaction mode, I'm going to take Ole Miss at home. They'll put up a lot of points. Too many athletes. Tulane's pretty good, but not – I think Ole Miss wins.
I'm going to take Ole Miss. Now, I'll go outside the free money rules. I don't really know what the total is here, but Tulane scored like 70 last week, and Ole Miss will probably score 70 in this one. So I also love the over, whatever it is. Probably can't get high enough for me. So I like Ole Miss and a lot of points.
So, Drew, I said the over-under starts 76.5. It's 73 right now.
So it's been going the other way. Well, I still like it.
Hey, by the way, I just got sent. You know, one of my favorite things we do on the radio every year is the Toy Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
The 12 nominees are out.
Ooh.
So I'll save it for the show tomorrow, but there's a lot of good toys on here. But one of them that's on there is sand.
Sand?
Just sand.
All right. I don't really consider that a toy.
Do you feel like just sand should be on there, Jay? Like, but people play with sand.
It's terrible.
Wow, that you seem really disappointed by the inclusion of sand in the Toy Hall of Fame. Who's next?
Who accept? Well, hey, I think Ole Miss will win, but I'm going to take Tulane to cover there.
Oh, nice. You are really being a contrarian. You could do really well this week.
Yeah, there's going to be some separation this week. I don't know.
I mean, Drew and I will have none. I don't think we've disagreed once. But you've got three or four in a row here.
How many more college games do you want me to do?
Let's do three more, and then I will give my story, and then we'll do a handful of pro games.
All right. Let's do Michigan State heads to Miami of Florida. Right now, Miami of Florida is a six-point favorite. Michigan State has the sixth-ranked rushing offense in America. Derek King, who was a Heisman candidate, has been really disappointing. One passing touchdown, no rushing touchdowns. Miami's given up 400-plus yards in both their games.
The only thing that kept Miami from being a bigger story this week was that stupid cat hanging on for dear life and Florida State losing, because they almost lost to Appalachian State after getting destroyed by Alabama. I like Michigan State to win and cover. Miami – I don't know how Miami and Florida State can always stink, but somehow they do. I'll take Michigan State.
I liked Michigan State, but in all the research I do, the podcasts and websites I read, they're a very popular pick. When I see a pick too often, it worries me, but I'll stick with it. More importantly, how did Derek King get like $2 million in endorsements before the season, and he seems to be terrible? Does he have to pay those people back?
He's also been in college for seemingly 75 years, but go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Jay. I'm on Michigan State.
I'm on Michigan State, and I think this would be a good game to take them on the money line. We don't talk about the money line a lot, but I think Michigan State money line there is a good bet. Next game, we have Purdue at Notre Dame. So I guess my question here is, are we Jeff Brohm fans for Purdue, or do we throw shade on him being from Louisville? Notre Dame is a 7-point favorite against Purdue.
Love Notre Dame. Classic overreaction game because they almost lost. Purdue sucks this year. I don't care about Jeff Brohm. Nick Roush can be the Brohm fan of the KSR world. I like Notre Dame big here today, Drew.
I'm not a Brohm hater or anything. He's just there, I guess. I don't love his Louisville connections or that he took a couple players from Kentucky, but I'm fine with Brohm, but I'm going to take Notre Dame in this one. And I've become a big fan of Michael Mayer, the tight end. That dude looks like he's a 10-year NFL veteran, and he's only
And he looks like a hoss. But he looks like a dude that's just bigger than everybody else. He is impressive.
And they go to him often. He's been fun to watch, even though they haven't looked as great as some people expected. But I think they cover here.
And he's from Kentucky, too.
Yep.
I agree with Matt here. I think this is an overreaction game, and I think Notre Dame's a great bet there. All right, Virginia Tech goes to West Virginia. Virginia Tech has started out strong, looks good. They got the inside track to win the ACC Coastal. They only play one more ranked team the rest of the year. West Virginia has Oklahoma next week. West Virginia is a 2.5-point favorite at home.
Yeah, it's a sneaky good rivalry, though, because they're very close to each other, I think, in terms of, like if Virginia played West Virginia, I don't think either school would care. But Virginia Tech is more of a West Virginia rival. It's a great game, actually. I love Neil Brown. I think Virginia Tech, though, wins the game. Actually, I don't know what I think. I don't really like either of these picks. I think I'm going to say Virginia Tech.
Well, I already had my pick before you spoke, and it's Virginia Tech. I actually think they should be favored here. They've looked good, and I was a hater in week one. The spread says Vegas thinks these are pretty even teams. I know Morgantown can get a little crazy, but I like Virginia Tech to win on the road.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Over the past 2 years, the three of us usually go with Neil Brown when we can, but I actually agree with you all here. I think Virginia Tech, Drew, I agree with you. They should be favored here, so I'm going to go with Virginia Tech as well. Drew, last game here. Do you want to pick Virginia, North Carolina, or Arizona State, BYU?
Either one. I have strong thoughts about both. You can pick.
North Carolina, because I don't care what the spread is, I'm picking the Heels. Overreaction time. So what is the spread?
What do you think it is?
Is it at North Carolina?
Yes.
What, Carolina by like 6?
8.5.
I still got Carolina. I like Carolina big in that one. I think they come back and play well after their opening loss.
I'll go Virginia. North Carolina, I could see them turning it on, but I'm going to keep riding with them being a little bit disappointing. And Virginia seems to win this game a lot in this mini ACC rivalry. So I'll go Virginia on the road to cover.
I'm going to go with Matt here in North Carolina. I think they've got to bounce back. I mean, with the, what were they ranked beginning of the year? 9th, 8th, something like, I mean, they were ranked really high at the beginning of the year. So hopefully, you know, they need to get some of this back.
Bless their hearts. They thought they'd be in the playoff.
Mac Brown was very nice to me in the omelet line at ESPN. I don't think we're factoring that in enough when we pick these North Carolina games.
That's worth 2 points at least.
Yes. When you're nice to me in the omelet line, I think you're good. All right. So I'm going to give my my story, my quick behind the scenes. I've gone back and forth this week about whether or not I should actually tell this, Drew, because I probably shouldn't. But, you know, c'est la vie, right? Like, what are you going to do? What are they going to, like, what's anybody going to do now? Like, I don't know. I don't work. The only person I work for is iHeart. And like, they're, might as well just say it. So you remember that the NIL legislation, the Andy Beshear executive order, you remember that occurred back in July?
I remember that.
So a certain legislator and I had been in conversation for a long time about basically athletes' rights legislation for really a couple of years. And as it was coming closer, I called the governor's office. I know a person there and was like, hey, you guys need to do an executive order. Like, we got to get something passed. And they were like, yeah, I don't know if that's, I mean, we got a lot, you know, COVID's going on, Matt. There's like, you know, you realize like there are other things. Yeah, there are things happening in the world. But I was like, I'm telling you, everybody will like it. And then the same legislator I talked to, I said the same thing. I was like, they need to do this. And this person agreed with me. So I kind of just thought, well, you know, we'll see what they do. Well, here's what happened. I had nothing to do with this. But here's what happened that I had no idea. The two main coaches at Kentucky, let's call them Tark Toops and Ton Talaperry.
Okay.
Tark and Ton both agreed that this needed to happen. But there are other folks at the University of Kentucky, specifically Rich Carnhart, that may, Drew, disagree with that. Okay?
Okay.
And it had mostly been Rich Carnhart and Frank Capilouto that had been doing the communication with the people in the legislature and with the governor's office. And somehow, and this was not me that did this, but somehow some communication was set up between the governor's office and Tark and Ton. I don't remember what I called him.
Ton. Ton Solitary.
Tark and Ton. And a teeting was set up at the Capitol. And Tark and Ton rode in a car together, just the two of them, to the Capitol and met with Tandy.
When they go to a hair salon, where do they meet a Tandy?
They went and saw Tandy. And a meeting occurred that included Tark, Ton, Tandy, Taki.
This is absurd.
But it was a pretty big meeting. It included some legislators, the governor, legislators of both parties, the governor, Tark and Todd. And they worked out the executive order that ended up getting released. And I don't think Titch knew about it, Drew. So the next day, when I released that it was coming out, you may remember that, I think a lot of people were taken off guard at the work of Tark and Ton. So I don't know if anybody's going to be able to decipher that story since it was kind of in code, but I find it very interesting that you can thank Tark and Ton for the state of Kentucky being ahead with Tandy on the executive order.
Well, it doesn't take a scoop to know one of the people mentioned, Rich or Titch, I forgot, Twitch, whatever he was, hasn't seemed to be very open to everything moving forward. So it's no surprise maybe he had to go around his roadblock to make things happen.
Jay, what do you think?
I think whatever NFL pick you feel strongest about or we all agree on, it should be the Jat Moans pick of the week.
No, I like the Tark Ton and Tandy pick of the week. So here's the thing. Here's what I want you to do. If you, those of you that listen to this show, write us at KY Sports Radio, at Drew Franklin KSR, at Big Blue Goose, which, by the way, I always love that that's your Twitter name. I always will forget that's your Twitter name and I can't find you on Twitter. And then I'm like, oh yeah, Big Blue Goose. At KY Sports Radio, at Drew Franklin KSR, at Big Blue Goose. The pick you like the most, you call it your hashtag Tark Ton Tandy pick of the week. TARKTOHN Tandy, TANDY pick of the week.
Drew, I feel like Matt gets right to the edge of making fun of me bad enough that I would get mad, but then he pulls back right at the end to where I'm like, all right, whatever.
What? Because of Big Blue Goose?
No, I don't care.
Tark Ton Tandy, Drew?
I love it. And I love that the, we'll call it toop, not scoop. It was given in code. So if anyone were to even try to transcribe it, it couldn't be passed along. No one
would get mad because I could just say, no, it wasn't about those people. It was about Tark and Ton.
I love everything that just transpired here.
So Jay, are you for the Tark Ton Tandy pick of the week?
I am 100% for it, and you always talk about that's probably the hardest I've laughed doing this. That's
pretty good. Nobody heard it because you laugh silently. You always have that silent laugh. That's one of the things I'm good at. I laugh loud so that I'm a good audience. If you're a comedian, you want me in the audience. All right, I've got time for like four games before I have to go to get ready for this Thursday night football. So, Jay, what are they?
Well, I'm surprised you didn't mention this, but if you look on Phil's picks this week, there's a box that says this, Matt, and I'm concerned, and Drew, you should be concerned. For his NFL system pick, in the box, it says, due to uncontrollable circumstances, the system play will no longer be used as part of the Power Sweep newsletter. Sorry for the inconvenience.
What are the uncontrollable circumstances? That is, did his computer break? Is like, what?
I'm concerned.
What was his system play? Was that, do we remember what that was?
No, I don't know. I think he might have forgotten his password to the system.
I hope that's what it is. He forgot his password and now he can't do the system anymore. By the way, what is your Tarkton Tandy pick of the week, just for the record?
Mine is going to be the first quarter Alabama, 3.5, for sure.
Is it first quarter Alabama is our Tarkton Tandy pick of the week?
I'm not opposed to that. I like some Alabama early.
Once people have had a chance to listen, I'll tweet out that the Tarkton is minus 3.5. Is that right?
Yes.
Tarkton Tandy pick of the week is minus 3.5. It is not the Phil Steele. Now systems are broken. All systems have stopped. So what's the first game?
So this is Phil's four-star NFL pick of the week. Buffalo, off their loss to Pittsburgh, travels to the Miami Dolphins. Buffalo currently is a 3.5-point favorite.
Love Buffalo. I don't know what he has, but I love Buffalo.
Phil has Buffalo by 13.
So do I. I love Buffalo. Another overreaction pick. Buffalo loses to the Steelers. There was a block kick in that game, which throws it off a little bit. Miami beat the New England, but New England fumbled twice inside the 10, which also throws it off a little bit. So I take Buffalo, and I love the pick.
I love Buffalo too, and I knew that's where you were going. I haven't seen Phil's picks, but I figured he'd be on that one too. I thought that line was way too low.
I agree with you guys there, so I'm going to take Buffalo as well. His next one is Minnesota Vikings traveling to Arizona. Arizona currently is favored by 3.5. Phil has Arizona by 13.
Same thing. Love Arizona. Minnesota sucks. They lost to the Bengals. Arizona, I'm really surprised it's 3.5. That's almost like Vegas, like that. Man, that's a weird line to me. I feel like that line should be like 7. So the fact it's 3.5 makes me wonder, what does Vegas know? But what could they know? Like, it's a place, it's not a brain. So I'm going to take Arizona.
Me too. This is one where I have my guard up though, because I'm confused to why it's that low.
Me too.
Unfortunately, I watched every Arizona snap last Sunday. My team sucked, but I think they can be really, really good. Kyler Murray, he's going to end up being there with Mahomes and how he can move and make those throws on the run. And he's got a lot of great weapons. Their defense looked good. I think Arizona's tough. They cover.
I agree with that. And DeAndre Hopkins on that team, man, he looks really, really good. And I saw the spread next week. Arizona plays Jacksonville. And I want to say it spreads like 6 or 7. I've gone ahead and bet on that and get Arizona at that. I think Arizona's pretty good.
Good boy. But they must not believe in him. Is Larry Fitzgerald, did he retire?
Yeah. But they have DeAndre Hopkins, AJ Green, Rondell Moore look good as a rookie. They're still pretty loaded.
All right, who's next?
Kansas City travels to Baltimore. Man. Poor Lamar. I mean, very similar fumble to the UK game. So they got another tough game. Kansas City's a 2.5 road favorite. It's 3 now. Kansas City's a 3-point favorite.
I like Kansas City. I think this is a good game. I think Baltimore's good. They should have won that game. They kind of let it slip. Starting 0-2 sucks for them. But they're going to lose this game. Kansas City will win. Baltimore has the one thing you would say is, though, the one team that's given Mahomes trouble is Baltimore. The Mannings, when they were with Mahomes or with Ray Lewis on the broadcast, they talked about that. And, you know, people forget the Ravens defensive coordinator is named Wink Martindale, which is hilarious to me because that's the name of that game show host. Like, how are there two people named Wink Martindale? First of all, Martindale is not even a common last name. Like, do you know anybody whose last name's Martindale?
Wink Martindale, and I didn't know there was two of them.
And then do you know anyone named Wink? So that's a last name I've never heard before and a first name I've never heard before, and somehow there are two of them. And, Drew, they're both famous. How is that possible? The fact that there are two Wink Martindales is one of the strangest things in modern life.
Is it his son? It's got to be a junior, right?
No, I don't think they're related. Somehow there are two Wink Martindales.
Yeah, that's pretty unbelievable.
But
what's crazy is he lined up with Bob Barker.
I mean, I can't even think of what a similar analogy would be. Like, two obscure names that are the exact same, and they both get famous. I'm still taking the Chiefs.
I'm reading about the two Wink Martindales right now. They're not related. And they said both of them, when they saw the other one on TV, couldn't believe there was another Wink Martindale.
I cannot believe it. Anyway, who do you got?
What game was it again?
Kansas City, Baltimore.
I got caught off on Wink Martindale.
So far off topic, Drew forgets the game.
Well, yeah, we went down the road there. I also like Kansas City. Baltimore, man, they gotta quit practicing or something. I saw our boy Chris Westry got hurt in today's practice. That's another cornerback down for them. They're beat up. Lamar, of course, his fumble issues still exist. I like the Chiefs here.
Yeah, I do too. Baltimore's had two running backs go out with ACL tears. I like Kansas City there as well. Next game, we've got the LA Rams traveling to Indianapolis. Indianapolis is a 4.5-point favorite.
Good turnout, by the way, for Chris Rodriguez, everyone. So that's good news. Indianapolis versus who?
LA Rams.
And Rams is a – what did you say was a favorite?
Indy's a 4.5-point favorite.
That's crazy to me. I mean, Indy could win the game, but the Rams are better. So why is Indy favored? I know they're at home, but in the NFL, I didn't.
The Rams have to be favored here. Are we sure about that?
Are the Colts really a 4.5-point favorite?
Let me double check that.
I think the Rams are winning the Super Bowl. So I'm taking them whether they're a 10-point favorite or a 4-point underdog.
Oh, sorry. Rams are favored. My fault.
Okay. Well, sorry. that actually makes it a harder pick. That makes it tough now because I do like, because again, the Colts lost. So there's like a little bit of the whole overreaction theory. The Rams looked good. So overreaction. I'm still going to take the Rams though, but I would never bet this game. What about you?
I just think the Colts are a mess. I still don't know why they got Carson Wentz. And then on the Rams, Stafford looked good in his first game and their defense is still awesome. I think they could end up, I mean, it's only week one. I don't want to overreact, but I think they're going to be one of the best teams in the league. So I like the Rams here.
You know, the Rams could win this, but I'm going to take those points with Indy at home. This could easily be a field goal game, so we'll take that.
They with a lot of disagreements with me and you, Drew. Like, he's feeling himself this week.
Well, I'm feeling this next game, and it's tonight. The Giants travel to Washington football team. The football team's a 3.5-point favorite.
I like Washington. They lost. Overreaction. Daniel Jones stinks. The only issue is Heineke now is playing, but he might be better than Fitzpatrick. So I'm going to go football team.
I'm kicking myself over this one. Earlier in the week, I love Washington here. And the spread was 1, and now it's all the way up to 4.5, and I never did bet it. We're playing it at 3.5 here. I'll still take Washington, but this one's moving a lot.
It was only 1? That's crazy to me.
Yeah, I mean, I looked right at it, had it on the app, had it punched into my bookie, and just didn't place it. I wish I could go back in time.
And home teams have a crazy record on Thursday night, too. So,
yeah, the Giants' offense didn't want any of the – football team's defense. I love Washington tonight.
And I love that they're still called the football team. Don't change that, Washington. Like, isn't that perfect to just say the football team?
Yeah, definitely. Have they said that they're going to keep it? I feel like it's gotten universal love just because, like you just said, it's just so obvious and plain.
I love the football team. It's just so dumb that you almost cannot help it. But
I get thrown off, like, the abbreviation is WFT on, like, scoreboards and stuff. And I have to think, like, what is WFT?
I'm totally, totally like that as well. Well, Jay, nice job as always. Thank you for your work and your support.
You're welcome.
I feel like you feel disrespected here. I hope you understand. I love your research.
No, I'm all good, man. But trust me, if I had a problem with you, you'd know.
Oh, you're one of those guys.
Yeah.
You're one of those guys. Don't you talk trash about me. You're one of those. I like it. Well, good. Tark, Ton, Tandy, pick of the week is Alabama minus 3.5. Send yours. Hashtag them. Send it to all of us. That's how we know you're part of the club. And we will see you next week.
Go Cats. Okay.